Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
It is time now for you to look for my son, to look for his soon return. Seek not the things of this world, but be delivered from them.
But I want you to know this ministry here that's coming to you is different, much different. So listen carefully to the things that God has to say through it.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, here we go again, another false prophecy unfulfilled. And how many of you really believe that Mayan prophecy would really come true? Were you even a little afraid? Jesus warned against this, didn't he? In Matthew 25:13, he said, "Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." And Luke 21:35-36 says, "For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." No man knows when he will return. We're not supposed to. Otherwise, we wouldn't learn to live in a godly manner. But we are to keep a vigilant watch, so we won't be caught off guard. God has put Brother Johnson here to tell you the signs to watch for. Stay prayerful and watchful, my brothers and sisters, and beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. My, folks, isn't it a strange thing how people can believe all this strange stuff and not believe the simple truth of the gospel of the salvation through Jesus Christ and his blood shed on Calvary? My. Aliens? I don't think so. Praise the Lord, my friends. As Sharon and I expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth of the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Romans chapter 12, verse 12, which reads, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in instant prayer." There's your keys. Amen. Three of them. Hope, tribulation, prayer. My. And by the way, do you remember when I taught you that the tribulation you go through is for your glory? My. Please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support and prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, no matter what the amount, especially right now. That is, if you want to keep Signs on the air, there is an urgent need, and it just might increase your joy by sending a love gift to Post Office Box 122. We understand many of you cannot do that. You're in such a financial situation, but it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better, and we do love you, don't you know? Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study. From the original King James Bible. I did say Bible. I had a friend correct me on that. I used to say version, and he was right. It's not a version. It is the original Bible. King James. Authorized. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that they should perish, but that all should come to a repentance." Watchman comment, that word slack can mean that the Lord will not tarry much longer as we enter into the last of the last days in the 666 world we live in. But do not despair, my dear listening friends, as the word long-suffering should encourage you to persevere patiently and bravely in enduring misfortunes and troubles, which is how long-suffering translates, don't you know? Almighty Yahweh's promises are true truth, though some men say, "How long must we wait? Is Jesus ever coming? Is the rapture going to come?" That is the slackness of mere men, and that's a big amen. I hope that's not you. That word perish means to devote or to give over one's life to an eternal misery in hell. Not really a very desirable alternative, is it? It's a choice for fallen men, but it's not desirable, but some make it. Beats me how they do that. A better choice in these last days would be to wake up, out of the darkness and to receive the marvelous light available through repentance of sin and receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. The time is short. The day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching? Are you ready? My, oh my. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. We are ready to do battle with the slackness of mere men as we get right on this program tonight. And we can then, in true truth, proclaim, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Have you got that one down pat yet? I repeat it enough. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:2.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, says the Lord, hear, O Israel, hear, O ye peoples of the earth, hear me. Do not give back, O Israel, the land that I have allowed you to take. Do not give away what I have given unto you. For it is your government, O Israel, O peoples of the earth, the governments that have bent their ear to the evil one, that are doing the things that are causing the destruction upon the earth right now. I say to you, it is the governments. It is the governments that are manipulating the things that are coming upon the earth in these last days. Hear, O Israel, hear, O peoples of the earth, hear me, hear me. Do not listen, do not bend your ear to the governments and to the evil they represent, says the Lord.
My friends, the last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. And the Lord is trying to wake somebody up, I know that. Now let's have a devotional to bless you and encourage you in these last days of trial and tribulation, titled Seeking to Read the Demonic Tea Leaves, as we enter God's kingdom through much tribulation, Acts chapter 14, verse 22. My dear listening friends, as the world seeks to interpret the humanistic tea leaves and all of the many different signs pertaining to the economy, the markets, weather patterns, sports teams, and I want to emphasize sports teams, 2012 elections, etc., etc., little do they know that those things are the demonic world moving the agenda of Satan along. Does this assessment sound extreme and nuts to you? Maybe it does. I'm sure it does to the majority of the fallen inhabitants of the planet Earth. Luke chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 16. May it be our sole priority, my friends, in this evil day to choose to have an ear that hears and listens to Almighty God's eternal message and warning for mankind. Mark chapter 4, verse 23, Revelation chapter 13, verse 9. The reality is that this whole world is under the demonic oppression of Lucifer and his fallen angels and is heading like a bullet to the day of the Lord in the battle of Armageddon. Luke chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 16. We are, my friends, as a world, about to head into a time in which the world's horrific, catastrophic, devastation, desolation, ravishing, violence, tribulation, and turmoil take on an exponential meaning. Revelation chapter 6 through 16. The Bible, Almighty God's infallible word, is the world's only reliable source you can go to no other. For knowing our day and the hour and what will be for all eternity. Psalms 119, verse 89, Isaiah chapter 51, verse 6, Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, John chapter 17, verse 17. The Bible, Almighty God's infallible word, is the world's only reliable source, as I said. My dear friends, if you know not the Lord Jesus as your Savior, please see that you come to know him today, for he is your only means of deliverance from what is coming, from what is ahead. During the tribulation period, right up to the time of the silence in heaven for a half an hour, you'll find that also in Revelation. Followed by the righteous judgments of Almighty God on mankind and this world's godless rebellion. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. The warning signs are overwhelming. The day of Christ is at hand. You must ask yourself, do I face these eternal realities and deal with them as a saved Christian or as a hell-bound sinner? The choice is yours, my friend. What will you choose? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Enough said. Get right and get ready. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. Amen and amen. Because of the holidays, when starting from just before Christmas on through New Year's and reports are slower, I had to make these programs up just a little bit ahead of time. So as of right now, there are no sponsors for tonight's program, but some may come in before this program airs. There is a desperate need, my friends, for about $500 to keep Wednesday night's 5070 program on the air. Unless something happens soon, 5070 on Wednesday nights will have to be canceled. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it has to be. Sharon and I cannot keep this thing going ourselves, but we can help if you'll help. Please, Lord, comfort those, dear Lord, who cannot give if Wednesday night must be canceled. Let them not feel bad or guilty. I pray your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen. And remember, if we lose 5070 at 7 p.m., the chances of getting it back are very slim to none. Now for the prophecy news behind the news. With my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Obama is obsessed with windmills and alternative energy, not reality and common sense. Perhaps he should practice what he preaches and start flying around in a Piper Cub rather than that big old polluting Air Force One that guzzles gas. He could even have a fancy cup holder in that Piper Cub and carry his BlackBerry cell phone so he would feel big and powerful. Obama violated America and our Constitution with forced health care, skyrocketing all our health insurance rates right now while he destroyed the best health care system on earth. Now he intends, by hook or crook, to slam through his cap and trade to kill whatever is left of our energy, gas, and oil industries, just like he got rid of the best health care system in the world. My. Continuing. Top Gun meets Terminator. Autonomous U.S. stealth drone completes first test launch. The U.S. Navy has executed the first launch of a stealth drone set to be the first robotic aircraft piloted totally by artificial intelligence. The killer robot might be the next step in the development of machines with the power to decide who lives or dies. With a wingspan of 62 feet, which is 18.9 meters for those of you overseas, the subsonic drone will be the first tailless aircraft ever to land on an aircraft carrier. Engineers had originally planned 50 test flights for the X-47B, but after performing beyond expectations, they stopped after 16 trials. After a series of upcoming sea trials planned for 2013, the X-47B is set to become the world's first unmanned aircraft piloted by artificial intelligence rather than a remote human operator and flying off an aircraft carrier, no less. One of the hardest jobs for a human to do is to land on an aircraft carrier. My. And now computers are maybe going to do it better than a man can. Watchman comment, though I was just commenting, I warned this was coming. Do you believe my prophecy voice now? Continuing. USA study finds deadly flesh-eating fungal infection can follow natural disasters. That's the lesson the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it has learned from 13 cases of mucormycosis skin infections that struck victims in the Joplin, Missouri tornado last year. In the aftermath of the 2011 tornado, doctors found that some victims with serious injuries were developing severe infections that ate away at the skin and underlying soft tissue. All of the patients had surgery to remove the infective dead tissue. Most often, the infection strikes people whose immune systems were compromised from cancer or drugs. Watchman comment, did you hear that? Most often, the infection strikes people whose immune systems are compromised from cancer or drugs. Will you heed my warnings about vaccines, drugs, etc., hospitals now? My. Continuing. FDA quietly increases allowed radiation doses of meats for human consumption. Rather than actually take the time to address the root causes of meat and poultry contamination in America, which more often than not are a direct result of outrageously unsanitary factory farming practices, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has instead decided to simply up the doses of radiation that industrial food producers are allowed to blast on their filthy contaminated meat products. The FDA does not seem to care much about the safety, or lack of safety thereof, of irradiation, as the FDA has been on a crusade for the past several years to irradiate virtually everything that Americans eat. Meat, fruit, spices, breads, you name it. If the grocery store sells it, then the FDA wants to nuke it for your safety, of course. Watchman comment. Even worse is that these irradiated products are not labeled, so you cannot avoid them because it's not on the label. Attention, warning. If you do not pray over your food, you had better start and right now. Continuing. The Royal Presidency. I wonder if that's in Europe. No, Obama lives better than kings. Oh boy. He and his family jet off on their Christmas vacation to watch America slide off the physical cliff from the luxury beach resort of Kailua, Hawaii. The cost to taxpayers of flying one man, his wife, two daughters, and a dog to Hawaii isn't too much. It's only estimated to be $3,639,622 American big old buckos, and from your tax dollars, no less. For purposes of comparison, the total bill for flying the entire UK, royal family, queen, princess, dukes, and works around the world for a year are about enough for two Obama vacations. The Air Force One cost American taxpayers $181,757 per flight hour. It would seem to me not to be unreasonable to expect the abomination to at least pretend to have a regular all-American family Christmas for less, much, much, much less. Continuing. American mind control and world government. There exists a secretive satanic elite that consists of perhaps 12 men at the very top who rule the world through banking and international finance. Publicly, these men pretend to be humanists, but secretly they have chosen to worship Lucifer. They are now in the process of the final takeover, where they will bring in a one-world government and one-world economic system and one-world religion beginning as early as 2018. Their primary means of achieving this goal is through control of the economy and through scientific mind control. Watchman comment. Though I can't agree with most of that report, I doubt that timeline of 2018. I would not be surprised if it started in 2013. So get right and get ready, 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 ready. Continuing. Second Circuit Court slaps down FDA with First Amendment. On December 3rd, two of the three judges on a panel of the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit Court agreed that the FDA's prohibition on off-label promotions of drugs violates the First Amendment to the United States Constitution in U.S. versus Coronia, if I pronounce that right. The decision is a landmark First Amendment victory that establishes important precedent useful in attacking the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration's censorship of health information generally. Watchman comment? And that may include some way to battle them taking over the vitamin market. Continuing. Obama is coming after your private pension funds. Time to redistribute the wealth, don't you know? Fewer Americans are paying income taxes as a proportion of the population than any time in recent history. And those who will likely soon be paying even more of their incomes to the federal government. But that still won't be enough to satisfy Washington's insatiable appetite for the people's money. The Obama administration's unions, Congress, and the Treasury Department are looking to fundamentally change the way you plan and save for retirement as well. Now pay attention. The idea is to seize traditional 401ks and IRA accounts and fold them into a government-run guaranteed retirement account, or GRA for short. My. Hold on. If this comes close, it might be a good idea to fold your government accounts into a cash account that only you can get to. Continuing. 666, half of Americans say, I'd kill you to protect my own. Nearly half of Americans would expect serious, sustained, life-threatening civil unrest within 2 weeks of a major catastrophe, such as an EMP attack that would destroy electronics, according to a new poll. Another huge percentage say they would expect further deterioration after 2 weeks, but for many, that development would be irrelevant because they would expect they would be dead by then. My. The poll conducted November 28th through December showed 58% of Americans could be somewhat or very willing to kill someone if a number of their family was threatened with attack during an emergency, because 50% of those expect that within 2 weeks of a catastrophic emergency, their home, person, or family member would be physically attacked by someone desperate for food, money, or commodities like gasoline. 28% believe that they could last less than 2 weeks. 3 in 4 Americans say they would be dead in 2 months. Watchman comment. Scary poll, huh? Yes, it is, but it very well could be a reality soon as the peaceful world we once knew deteriorates all around us. If you have not asked Jesus Christ into your heart, please, please, my friend, do it soon. If you are already saved, pray and read your Bible every day, preferably an original King James Bible. Continuing. Poll says attitude towards gays in America changing fast. In the wake of historic victories for gay rights supporters in the November elections, a pair of polls find growing acceptance among Americans. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled Found Faithful. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly always needed, especially if you appreciate this program and you would miss Wednesday nights if they went off the air, 5070. Special love gifts are needed to keep Wednesday nights, 5070, on the air through January. I am speaking to those who have not sent support in a while or have never sent support, as the regular signed supporters are doing all they can right now. So, my friends, we are just wondering, Sharon and I, if it might be God's time for us soon to go off 5070 Wednesdays. His kingdom come, His will be done. Amen. We're simply letting you know it looks like it might happen. So those of you who can, please pray and ask God if you should help. And then if the Lord is touching your heart to help me turn darkness into light, please write this address. Even if you cannot enclose an offering, Sharon and I would enjoy hearing from you if you'd write. If you'd like to remain anonymous, and that's the problem, you can send cash and leave your address off. Just please place your state where your address would go on the envelope. God bless you. Here's that address to write. Are you ready? Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S. P.O. Box 1-2-2, Town is Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797. I truly thank you for writing, for helping me to shed the light on all the Signs radio programs. Bless you and thank you so very much, my dear friends. Amen and amen. I do appreciate you. But it may be time for 50-50 to be canceled. We'll see. Now, a devotion to help keep you informed, titled, Found Faithful, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required in Stuarts that a man be found faithful. My dear listening friends, in the early 1800s, a preacher gave a message to call men to join him on the mission field in Africa. However, in the audience were only a few women, along with a boy. The pastor knew that few women were expected to volunteer to face harsh African jungle conditions. However, he went ahead and gave the message because he felt he should, and no one, of course, responded. What he didn't realize was that he had touched the heart of that little boy, the only child there, whose name was David Livingston. This boy would grow up to spend the rest of his life ministering to Africa's unreached tribes. David Livingston was touched by the faithfulness of one pastor who gave his message when there seemed to be no obvious fruit from its delivery, and that made all the difference. The lesson is this: we are not in charge of results. God is, Yahweh is, but only responsible to be faithful to what Jesus has given us to do. You may not be seeing any fruit from your obedient labor right at this moment, at this time. It may appear, though, next week, next year, but in its time the fruit will appear and may be greater you could have ever imagined or maybe even produced just by yourself. Heaven will one day reveal the fruit of lives we have touched by our faithfulness. So, my dear listening friends, be encouraged and don't give up. Please don't. Your faithful stewardship will produce its true truth harvest, which will never fade or pass away. 'Tis your blessing, don't you know? Don't give it up. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. The last days are not coming. They are here. Get ready, get ready, get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
You can't get right but through Jesus. Come to Jesus now. Come and receive his love and forgiveness now. Come and make him Lord and Savior of your life now. Come and believe in his resurrection now. Start making right choices, and soon the devil's lies will be just sounds of the wilderness.
My dear friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you'll not fear the end times, last days you live in. Not today. Not ever. Fear is the opposite of faith, don't you know? Please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program, Frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 5070, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. There has been no response from 5070 by phone or by letter in quite a while. That's why it may be canceled. Now, here's that address to write again, but a little faster so you can check what you wrote before. SIGNS PO Box 122 LISLE NY 1-3-7-9-7. I'm about to give you my virtual recorder number slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready. Is it ready? Here it comes very slowly. One time, folks. 1-6-0-7-2-0 1-5-6-6-3. If you get a busy signal and you hang up, please keep trying. Keep hitting your redial. Most calls only take about 20 to 30 seconds. I sure would like to hear from you tonight. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days, end times, and the return of Jesus Christ for his church. Amen. I sincerely appreciate each and every person. Signs listeners are the best because their hearts are to help others hear the true truth that will set them free. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand.
get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.